Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. This is your college and community station for 90.7 on your FM dial and also streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. EHC is for Emory and Henry College. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something a little odd, a non-commercial song, a poem, a story, a little philosophy, whatever. And I call those oddball things wombats. So tonight, I'll be talking a little about some wombat-type things, but mostly it's just music as usual. And we're going to start off with one of my all-time favorites, of which I have many, I admit. This is called Twist in My Sobriety by Tanita Tikaram. It was her debut album and her first and only big hit. I think she had a good career. Let me read you a little bit of what she said about the song. She said it's mostly about the particular... She wrote it when she was 18 and then sang it. It's mostly about the particular relationship with the world one feels when entering adulthood. The song is really not... really about not understanding when you're 18. You've got a very particular emotional relationship with the world. You feel very isolated, and everybody else is so distant and cold. And I think I was singing about not feeling anything or not being moved by things around. I think this is a strong feeling when you're just after adolescence. So that's the mood she got from it. I'm not sure what mood I get from it. I'm interested in the rhythm, and there's also an oboe in here, which is rare, I read, in pop music. But I wonder that if the arrangement isn't half of what makes this song go so well, and another voice might have made almost as big a hit as she did, although it's hard to tell. Maybe it is her voice. In any case, this is Twists in My Sobriety by Tanita Tikaram from 1988.
Sobriety, more than twist in my sobriety. wig out till you've seen the light. Half the people read the papers, read them good and well. Pretty people, nervous people, people have got to sell. News you have to sell. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn right from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twisting my sobriety. More than twisting my sobriety. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn right from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twisting my sobriety. More than twisting my sobriety. More than twisting my sobriety.
That was Twistin' My Sobriety by Tanita Tikaram. Next up is a country music song called Pickin' Up Strangers by Johnny Lee from 1981. And I particularly like this song because it expresses something that I think is an important thing to know about in life, and that is if you're going to do risky things, you have to sometimes pay the price. In this case, picking up strangers. He says, let me tell you about the dangers. Some are just common fools, they say, but one of these days one will steal your heart away. That's the problem, and I've known that to happen. If people in my life, you get into what you think is a casual relationship and all of a sudden you're hooked, and the cost could be high. It could end your marriage, it could end a relationship, it could change your life. So this is a song of warning, talking about picking up strangers, and at the same time, I think it's the joy of life, saying, can you resist the temptation? Here we go.
Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. You never know what they're out to get from you. You never know what they're gonna try to do. Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. Some are just common thieves, they say. The next thing you know, one will steal your heart away. Sometimes this old life, it seems like a highway, and it keeps rolling on and on. On that highway, you meet a lot of strangers, you pass a lot of dangers on your way home. Picking up strangers, now let me tell you about the dangers. If you don't like taking chances, then you better keep moving on, my friend. Picking up strangers, now let me tell you about the dangers. Some are just common things, they say. Next thing you know, one will steal your heart away.
Picking up strangers,
now let me tell you about the dangers. You never know what they're out to get from you. You never know what they're gonna try to do. Picking up strangers, let me tell you about the dangers. Some are just common thieves, they say. Next thing you know, one will steal your heart.
Picking up strangers,
let me tell you about the dangers.
Picking Up Strangers by Johnny Lee. Well, next up comes one of my recent favorites. About 3 years ago. Cure for the Pain by Gretchen Peters. And I heard this live at the Barter Theater. Mountain Stage was held at the Barter Theater. And they asked us not to record there, so I didn't. But when it played on NPR, I recorded it then. And so this recording you're hearing is live from the Barter Theater and played over NPR, and I captured it there. It's a particularly poignant song, and it expresses another one of the concepts I think is appropriate that I've found to be true in my life. Sometimes when your heart is broken or you're in a crisis or a depression, something bad has happened and you're really down, sometimes you can escape. There's something called reframing where you can sort of step outside and see where you are and able to move away, but not always. Sometimes the only way out is through the middle. And the way she expresses that is to say, the cure for the pain is the pain. So you just have to go through it. You have to live with the pain. And in my experience, if you can do that, in any case, the pain will lessen. You'd like it to go away completely. But if the heart is hurt hard enough, it's never going to go away completely. But if you can get it down to a sort of manageable level, that's considered success. I think it's a beautifully done song. I think her performance is just, to me, I'm very, very impressed with Gretchen Peters. She's from Nashville. She's a songwriter primarily, but she's done a number of great songs, and this one is my favorite of hers.
Bob. Damn this lump in my throat. Damn this hole in my coat. Damn this rain that just won't quit. Damn the sorry waste of it. Damn the truth and damn these lies. Damn that look behind your eyes. Damn this day and damn this night. Damn this losing. There ain't no boat, there ain't no train to take us back the way we came. Ain't no shelter from this hard rain. The cure for the cure for the pain is the pain. It's not like you think it's gonna be. Not like the movies that you see. Ain't no soaring violins. Just machines and medicine. So bless these pills and bless these sheets. Bless this food that you can't eat. Bless the damned who walk these halls. God. Cause there ain't no drug, there ain't no cure to make it like it was before. Ain't no shelter from this heartbreak. The cure for the pain is the pain. The cure for the pain is the pain. The cure for the pain is the pain.
That was The Cure for the Pain by Gretchen Peters, live at the Barter Theater. And now we're moving on to Crystal Gayle. This is from 1977. Crystal Gayle was one of the most successful country music singers, female singers of her time. She's actually the younger sister of Loretta Lynn, although I think they were separated by at least 10 years. Anyway, she has a beautiful voice. She's a beautiful woman. And this particular song catches another aspect of life. I'll Do It All Over Again. If you've been through a painful experience, a relationship, the question is, are you sorry it happened, or are you willing to accept that it was worth it? And here she's saying it was worth it. She's saying, I got hit hard, but I do it all over again. And I think it catches that idea very well. I think that's the way I would like my life to be. I would like to see the disasters. I see the joy in them. And is the pain so great that it wasn't worth it? If you can find a way to see it as worth it, I think it makes life better. However, you may not have a choice, but in this song, it's done.
Was I right? Was I wrong? A little too weak, a little too strong. Was it him? Was it me? Oh, I guess I'll never know. Well, you're up, then you're down. Oh, but the world keeps turning around. Ain't it hard to find something to hang on to? Say that's the way it's always been. First you laugh, then you cry. Oh, but I guess that's life. So you live and you learn, and never look back at the bridges you burn. And you change somehow. Oh, I'm a little bit wiser now. But I know I'll smile again, I'll get back on my feet, and then I'll do it all over again. But I know that my heart will mend, and I know that I'll smile again, I'll get back on my feet, and then I'll do it all over again. I'll do it all over again. Thank you.
That was Crystal Gayle singing I'll Do It All Over Again. And I hope I can feel that way about some of the things that have happened in my life. And the next song is another story. This is called Dallas by Alan Jackson. Alan Jackson is a very successful country singer, had many, many hits, this being one of them. And the story here is a little bit sort of regional and also about letting go. The woman he loves, Dallas, has moved back to Texas from Tennessee in the brand new car he gave her. And he wishes Dallas were in Tennessee. But the idea is that we do have regional preferences. Now, I grew up all over the world. My father was an Army officer, so I'm an Army brat. And until I went to, I went to high school in Venezuela and college in Massachusetts and so forth. Anyway, I lived all over many places, but I still felt connected to the South, especially to Abingdon and Tampa. My mother was from Abingdon, my father from Tampa. Those were my home. We would go everywhere we'd go in the world. We'd always come back to those places. So here's a woman who's from Dallas, and she tries to live in Tennessee, but she's too rooted, and home she goes. And here I am, sort of unrooted, and yet when I did retire at 65, I moved to Abingdon, back to my mother's home. So, interesting. I think this song catches the idea that sometimes those pulls are pretty strong and can even mess up a romantic relationship.
Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her. Made leaving me look easy. I wish she'd made it look a little harder. I took her out of Texas when she was just a girl. But old Tennessee and me couldn't take Texas out of her. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee. If I could move Texas in, then she'd be here with me, and then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee, everything we had behind her. Lord, I hope the gold band on her hand will serve as a reminder. And true love is a treasure, it's very seldom found. But you can't stay together if there's no common ground. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee. If I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me. Then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee. Oh, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her.
Alan Jackson and a broken heart over Dallas. Well, next is kind of a unique song. It's one of my favorites, Fox on the Run. This version is by Tom T. Hall, and it seems like a totally American thing to me. However, it was written by Manfred Mann, a British rock musician. So, interesting. Tom T. Hall, interestingly enough, is a songwriter himself. He's had 12 number one country hits he's written, and 26 other songs he wrote were in the top 10. So, here he is singing a song someone else wrote. In any case, Fox on the Run is one of those enigmatic stories. See if you can figure out what's happening. I think what's happening is this guy has been captured by a woman who's just toying with him, and he knows it. and he wants to get away, but he can't. And he's like a fox on the run. He knows he's caught. But the thing is, it doesn't seem like a long-term relationship. So he wants out, and yet he feels trapped. So here he goes. Fox on the run.
He walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run. Now everybody knows the reason for my fall. A woman tempted me down in Paradise Hall. This woman tempted me and she took me for a ride. Like a lonely fox, boys, I need a place to hide. She walked through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run. Oh, we'll drink a glass of wine, boys, to fortify our soul. We'll talk about the world and the friends we used to know. I see a string of girls who have put me on before. The game is nearly over and the hounds are at the door. She walked through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. Oh, she took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run.
Fox on the Run by Tom T. Hall. Well, a little change of pace here. We're going off to Pooh Bear. Many people, like me, grew up hearing about Winnie the Pooh. Our parents read us the stories from Winnie the Pooh. The stories actually were created starting in 1926 into 1930, I think. There were four volumes of Winnie the Pooh, and it had real legs. It's staying power. Beautiful little illustrations. In fact, I had a teddy bear, a large brown teddy bear called Pooh Bear. And as I grew up, we moved around and we gave it to my cousins. And later in life, I was in my 40s or 50s, one Christmas they gave me a big box and in it was Pooh Bear. My cousin, my youngest cousin, had finally outgrown it and has returned to me. And I have it sitting in my office right now on top of a bookshelf. So Pooh Bear is still with me. Any case, right now there's a movie out called Christopher Robin. And in it, Christopher Robin, the young boy in the Pooh Bear stories, has grown into a middle-aged man, or older man, I don't know how old he is, and leading a rather normal life. And Pooh Bear approaches him and asks him to help find the other characters from the story. I'd kind of like to see it. In any case, here's a song written by Loggins and Messina, and it's utterly whimsical, and it catches the flavor of the House at Pooh Corner. I wanted to comment that it's amazing how sometimes songs can catch the flavor of a particular story or setting. And oddly to me, I don't think anyone yet has caught the flavor of Harry Potter. I'm still waiting for a really good Harry Potter song. There's so many powerful themes and myths in there. I would think someone could write a good song about it. I've tried, but I haven't had any success. But here's one that does catch, I think, the whimsical, wonderful feeling of Pooh Bear and all the stories about him.
Christopher Robin and I walk along under branches lit up by the moon, posing our questions to Owl and Dior as our days disappeared all too soon. But I've wandered much further today than I should, and I can't seem to find so help me if you can. I've got to get back to the house at the corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky. Back to the days of Christopher Robin and Pooh. Winnie the Pooh doesn't know what to do. Got a honey jar stuck on his nose. He came to me asking help and advice, and from here no one knows where he goes. So I sent him to ask of the owl if he's there, how to loosen a jar from the nose of a bear. So help me if you can. I've got to get back to the house at the corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky. Robin and Pooh.
House at Pooh Corner by Loggins and Messina. You're listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College. Also streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com, so you can pick us up anywhere in the world. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about something that relates to this. My wife and I recently watched the movie American Graffiti. We got it from the Avenue Library. It's a coming-of-age movie about high school kids that just graduated from high school. It's their last night in town before some of them are due to go off to college. And it's set in 1962. So if you like that era, the music of that era is prominent all the way through. There's all the rock and roll songs and hit songs of 1962 and around there. And the cars, they have all these beautiful cars from the late 50s and early 60s. Just fantastic stuff. Anyway, in there, one of the characters, Richard Dreyfuss, this was his debut, and also there were several other stars who went on from that movie to become big, big stars. He goes off and visits a radio disc jockey like me, see, and there is Wolfman Jack. Wolfman Jack was a real disc jockey, I think. Anyway, but in the movie, he's sitting off all by himself in a little building in the middle of nowhere in the desert with a giant radio tower. And he's pretending that he's not really Wolfman Jack, that he's just a radio announcer and he has to contact Wolfman Jack. But it's a great kind of nostalgic feel. And sometimes I feel like Wolfman Jack. And so I get to tell little stories just like he does and pretend that I am him. So now that's what I do. The next song, I'm Wolfman Jack now. He talks like this, but I won't do it. Wolfman Jack would say, I am not at war with anyone. So this is by Luca Bloom. Luca Bloom is actually the younger brother of Christy Moore, and I've played songs by him on this show. They're both Irish, and he's had a strange career. He works in the Netherlands some. Anyway, I like this song a lot. It's probably one of the more better protest songs against war. It's just so simple and so obvious what he says, and it's got a nice, simple, sort of haunting melody to it, I think. So this is I Am Not at War by Anyone with Luca Bloom.
I am not at war with anyone. I am not at war with anyone. Go away, warplanes, you bring fear and shame. I am not at war with anyone. I give my love to Iraq and to America. Give my love to Israel and to Palestine. We could live as one between the sea and sun. I am not at war with anyone. I don't need to be friends with everyone, but I'd like to live in peace with everyone. This rush to war is wrong, and so I sing this song. I am not at war with anyone. Not at war with anyone.
I Am Not at War with Anyone by Luca Bloom. Next up is a song from the Broadway show Runaways. Every few weeks I play a song from that show. There were so many good songs. One of my favorite, all-time favorite Broadway shows. It was on from February of 78 through December 31st, 1978. And let me read you what it says about it. Elizabeth Swaddles produced it. She wrote it, directed it, played in it, and produced it. Elizabeth took her idea for a musical from the theme of running away from home, from a boyfriend, from a predator. I mean, all the different things you could run away from yourself. She took it to Joseph Papp, who agreed to produce it. She looked for the children who would be in the musical in various places in New York cities, such as Community Center, and little by little we built a world where runaways came together, told their stories, and acted out the hardships they endured. Swaddles did research for her project as she gathered the cast, and some of the cast were actual runaways. The show was done in a series of songs, monologues, scenes, poems, and dances. And some of the songs were sort of halfway between a monologue and a song. This one is more of a song, but still, it's poetry. And in this case, the Sometimes is talking about a particularly poignant and difficult experience that some of the children had gone through. And what it says is, sometimes too much of what you want is a bad thing, just like too little. And case the example being, what if someone hugs you so hard and so long that it hurts? So it catches a particular slice of life that children on the streets, runaways, probably some of them could remember. It's a powerful statement.
Sometimes too much of something is just as bad. Enough, and then the pain is just like hunger. Strange as it seems, sometimes.
Are you going to start preaching at me now?
A person gets his dream in a big way.
I'm still waiting for the little tiny way.
TV, a job, a house, or
Sometimes, from the show Runaways. Well, next up is a funny little song. It's called Why Didn't I Think of That by Doug Stone. And one description is, the song's narrator is a man who did not treat his lady right, so he watches another man treat his lady right. But it's, you know, if you've ever been in a relationship that you lost and you blame yourself, and you look back and think, well, you know, there were so many things I could have done better. Why didn't I think of that? And this song catches it so well, because some of the things are so utterly obvious, you think, yeah, how could he not have known? And yet, we guys, and probably girls can feel the same way, but we guys can be utterly oblivious to the obvious sometimes, and this song catches somebody who was just that.
He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder. if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around, and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Why Didn't I Think of That by Doug Stone. That song went to number one. The next song is Gold Heart Locket by Jeff Black. Jeff Black is a successful songwriter in Nashville and has written hit songs for a number of artists. But this is one he wrote for himself, or he wrote and others performed, and this is himself performing it. Anyway, it's got a story to tell, and I don't want to tell you the story. I want you to figure it out, because it's pretty strong, pretty poignant. And also, I love the banjo playing, and I love the whole feel of the song. I've tried to perform this song. It's a great song for me. His voice is in my range, and the banjo is fairly simple. So, anyway, but the story is what makes the song really reach me.
All night long I've been riding, I should have been there by now. These old county roads got a lot of deep holes, and the rain keeps pouring down. The bridges washed out and the rising waters of the river rush by. Limb up to my fenders and mud and to my witness above, I'm really stuck this time. Got a gold hot locket on a silver chain, clenched tight in my fist, the pouring rain. The only road back home again is all but washed away. Well, I'm gonna cross that river tonight, no matter what it takes, though I might die trying, my true love will remain. In a gold hot locket on a silver chain. Well, would open it up and she'd lovely, lovely eyes of hazel green. But I close it up fast cause the rain gets past and lays a tear down on her cheek. Promised her once that I'd never, ever break her heart again. So Lord, take me there with a silent prayer and a locket in my hand. The last thing I remember, I was fearing for my life. She was calling out my name from over on the other side. I reached out to hold her, but the break was just too strong. And the silence just gets colder as the river rages on. All night long I've been riding, riding. Should have been there by now. These old county roads got a lot of deep holes, and the rain keeps pouring down. The bridges washed out and the rising, rising waters of the river rush by. And I'm up to my fenders and mud and to my witness above. I'm really stuck this time. Got a gold hot locket on a silver chain, clenched tight in my fist, the pouring rain. And the only road back home again is all but washed away. Well, I'm gonna cross that river tonight, no matter what it takes, although I might die trying. My true love will remain in a gold hot locket on a silver chain.
Hard Locket by Jeff Black. The next song is Thank God for the Radio by the Kendalls. A lot of us grew up where most of the music we heard was on the radio. Car radios a lot. And Felicia Mitchell, Professor at Emory, had a show last year where she played songs she remembers hearing on the radio. And Felicia'll have a show coming up in a few months, so look forward to that. In any case, this song catches the whole idea of where a song hit you. Thank God for the radio, it says. Remember the song, The First Time You Fell in Love? For many of us, a particular song we heard on the radio when something strong had happened in our life stays with us forever. This song catches that whole idea. So, Thank God for the Radio by The Kendalls.
At the wrong end of the highway, when the long night has no end, when there's no one here beside me, till I hold you once again. Thank God for the radio when I'm on the road, when I'm far from home and feeling blue. Thank God for the radio playing. There's a song
Thank God for the radio by the Kendalls. This is your host, Harry Bai of Wombats and Music, asking you to join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.